For our scripture reading, let us turn to John chapter 11, verse 17-27. Then, when Jesus came, he found that he had lain in a grave 4 days already. Now Bethany was nigh unto Jerusalem, about 15 furlongs off. And many of the Jews came to Martha and Mary to comfort them concerning their brother. Then Martha, as soon as she heard that Jesus was coming, went and met him, but Mary still sat in the house. Then said Martha, as soon as she heard that Jesus was coming, went and met him, but Mary sat still in the house. Then said Martha unto Jesus, Lord, if thou hadst been here, my brother had not died. But I know that even now, whatsoever thou wilt ask of God, God will give it thee. Jesus said unto her, thy brother shall rise again. Martha said unto him, I know that he shall rise again in the resurrection at the last day. Jesus said unto her, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Believest thou this? She said unto him, Yea, Lord, I believe that thou art the Christ, the Son of God, which should come into the world. Let us pray. Eternal Heavenly Father, how we thank thee this morning. The best of the week, because this is a day that thou had risen from the dead. Every Lord's Day commemorates your rising from the grave. So give us the newness of life. Take away all our sins. Help us to come with a clean heart as we enter thy house. As you have told us that we should pray for those that are outside Jesus Christ, to pray for all men. And once again, we realize there are so many non-Christians in our country. Help us that we may go out to tell them that it is our duty each time we have an opportunity to bring some soul to Christ. And we are also to pray for kings and governors. Once again, we commit to thee the onerous burden of our Prime Minister. In these days of terrorism and many, many troubles, all the more we uphold him and we pray that he may guide the country in a righteous way. We even pray for his salvation, that he should come to find Jesus Christ, who is the Son of God, who is the Savior of the world. And we pray to him that this gospel may go out without hindrance from our government, freely, because thou dost want to hasten the gospel. In Matthew chapter 24, verse 14, that it may be a witness unto all nations, and then shall the end come. Now, Lord, as we look into thy word, we pray thee to help us to speak the word of truth. We ask all this in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. The title of my message this week is Why We Do Not Cremate. And as it has been introduced to you by Elder Mahadevan, we want to thank God for a sister. I guess he has got all the copies from our book room. Cremation, is it Christian? I hope every family will have a copy, and you will thrill to the knowledge that you obtain from a good Christian booklet. Why do we not cremate? This is the title of my message this week. And it has come as a result of a request from Betty Tay, a very strong member of our church. Upon the homegoing of his father, who has lived up to 101 years. So, there are many members in this family, and most of them request cremation. But we do not cremate. And we'll tell you the reason why as we go along. So all I did was I officiated the vigil service last Friday night. Cremation is a practice of heathen religions, such as Buddhism and Hinduism, and even of the communists, I remember reading in the papers about Deng Xiaoping. He was cremated and his ashes were thrown onto the waters. I believe outside Hong Kong or Guangzhou, because they don't have any hope beyond this life. But it is now being asked by Christians. It's becoming a custom. And they think merely that it is for convenience. But this is going astray from the Bible practice. There is no practice of cremation in the Bible. Only burial is mentioned in the Bible, such as we read just now in a scripture text about the case of Lazarus having died for 4 days and he was still in the grave. When you bury a Christian brother, the pastor will say, I commit you, your body to the ground. Earth to earth, ashes to ashes, dust to dust. In sure and certain hope of the resurrection to everlasting life. As a pastor, it's my duty to bury the dead. And I have only one sermon to preach, always the same sermon. Because it's the same thing, isn't it? And I use the words of Jesus of Martha. I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Believest thou this? Martha said to Jesus, Yea, Lord, I believe that thou art the Christ, the Son of God, which should come into this world. From what we read of Martha saying, we are assured Martha believed with all her heart. These words of Jesus I repeat loudly to those who follow the coffin to the gravesite to confirm them that they would believe. I also say this to direct the words to the undertakers and the grave diggers. And usually the grave diggers are Malays. I observe that they submit to the word. They who dig the graves will surely not join those who cremate. Because they believe in the resurrection. If they are Malay Christians, yes, well, we thank God. We have a Malay Christian in Life Church. In the Indonesian service. But I believe it is among the great diggers that they hear the pastors say all the time. And they also, in their heart, they yearn for the resurrection. They will be saved. Paul has written a whole chapter, 1 Corinthians 1 to 58, on the resurrection. But it is interesting, Paul quotes, "If the dead rise not, let us drink, eat and drink, for tomorrow we die." This is the reasoning of non-Christians that Paul refers to. Well, let's see how is it so. Once I engaged a Jewish teacher of modern Hebrew to teach a large class of students of Far Eastern Bible College, because I paid her very well. When she was returning to Israel with her husband, who also came to work in Singapore, and they came to say goodbye, because I had a deep desire in my heart to bring her to Christ. I presented her a Jesus Saves clock. And preached to her. But she was of a happy-go-lucky spirit. And she just laughed it off. She rather talked of enjoying life. And when they died, that would be the end. This is the same answer that every non-Christian friend will say. Whether they would be buried or cremated, why should they care? Because they have hope only for this life up to that point of death. Coming back to 1 Corinthians chapter 15, 1 to 58, we now enter the realm of mystery in the same chapter. We shall not all die, but we shall be changed. Do we know that when Jesus Christ comes, we will not die, we will be changed? And this, we surely have hope in these very last days when we should remember Jesus Christ is coming. The trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible. But we shall be changed. But the most important factor concerning the raising of the dead is the raising of our Lord Jesus Christ. Paul says in Romans 10:9, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, confess what? That he died to pay for the penalty of our sins. And then we believe in our heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Christians often think we must do good and do good enough to be saved. Of course we must do good. That is part of our duty. But we are saved based squarely on the rising of Jesus Christ from the dead. I preached this message at one of the Easter sunrise services, I think it's 2 years ago. And how happy were the members who went to the sunrise service? Because the reason is totally on Christ, whether he rose from the dead. If he did not rise from the dead, we are still in our sins. So that's the main point. Whenever we visit the Holy Land, one sight that we never miss is the garden tomb, the empty tomb. And all of us who went there believe we are saved. We believe the Lord is not here. It's an empty tomb. You go to Shantung, you can see the tomb of Confucius. And of all the sages of old, but Jesus is an empty tomb. Why we do not cremate is that we believe that he is risen. And we are to rise with him too. Cremation leads us to a hopeless end. Cremation leads us to a hopeless end. Burial leads us to an endless hope. I pray that you will get hold of this booklet, which is much richer than my short sermon. Many, many good reasons are given. Cremation leads us to a hopeless end. Burial leads us to an endless hope